My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 23rd day of June 2018. This program is about people reawaken, about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure that both government and business is built upon is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found either on my primary website, anticorruptionsociety.com, or my secondary site, parentsagainstmandatoryvaccines.net. There is also an IDH program links page on anticorruptionsociety.com where you can locate links to many of the topics we discuss on the show. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website, called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab. This guide contains valuable tools for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate commercial government. Well, tonight the topic that I'd like to talk about is going back to the medical industrial complex. I think it was a synchronicity this past week what happened to me. I got a malady, and I'm doing okay. I'm dealing with it. It's not really resolved yet, but it put me back into that quandary that I know many people go into, which is, do I continue to try alternative methods, or do I seek someone in the industrial medical complex? And I'm still working on alternative methods. I'm not quite ready to jump back in. I think I know what they might want to do and what they might want to say, and I'm not even remotely sure that they'll come up with the right diagnosis. So I'm just kind of hanging in here and trying different things and doing a kind of a wait-see. In my life, I have had multiple times where I had symptoms that could have been significant, but instead of rushing in and doing something, I kind of did a wait and see, and you'd be amazed how many times in a few days, the symptoms just subsided, and I never really figured out where they came from. They just went away. I don't know if many listeners have had that experience, but many people I know have. We used to make a joke when our kids were little, and the joke was, well, if you want the kid to get well, just make a doctor's appointment and take him into the doctor's office, and while you're sitting there, he'll get well right in front of your very eyes. So anyway, that was one synchronicity. Another, I got two videos sent to me this week about the medical industrial complex. Both were quite good. Both were very revealing and very honest. And the fourth synchronicity, I was talking to a good friend who believes in an alternative medicine, has several children, and they are not vaccinated, and she's been doing an excellent job maintaining their health with alternatives. And we talk all the time. She's given me tips. She's given me assistance. She understands the legal system. She's got a lot of knowledge across the board, and I just really like her company. But she told me this harrowing story yesterday that kind of makes it clear to everyone who believes that you can completely avoid the medical industrial complex. You don't have to listen to anything I have to say about how to navigate it, because if you do your alternatives and you get your sleep and you get your food, you'll never need them. And I have said so many times on the show, don't count on it. Be prepared. You can get into a car accident. Anything can happen. And you will find yourself in that situation totally unprepared. Well, what happened was her son, who I believe is about 12 years old, was playing soccer and had an accident and injured his knee, which is not uncommon for kids, right? He came home, he was improving, but then it got worse. It got much worse. And he was crying. It was so painful. And she was trying all kinds of alternatives on him, and he wasn't getting any better. And he was just weeping and crying, and she literally could not stand seeing him in pain. So she took him to the emergency department. They examined him. They thought it was probably an infection that had started from the fall, and they put him on antibiotics, which she really didn't want to give, but she felt other things were not working, and she just said, well, he can't stand pain like this, so she went ahead and gave him the antibiotic. A little while went by, and he did not improve, improved a little bit, but not very much. A couple of days later, the pain flared up again, and he was just in agony. And she, again, and I would completely agree with her, you cannot sit there and watch your son in agony for days and days and days and not try something else. So she went back to the emergency department, and they gave another antibiotic. They started another routine, so she had no choice but to continue with the antibiotic, which she wasn't that comfortable with, but again, she ran out of ideas. So she takes the child home, and several more days go by, and it flares up again, this time worse than ever before. So she goes back to the emergency room, and they look at the records, and they start examining, doing blood work and everything, and tell her that the child has an infection in his knee and they're going to have to do surgery. Ultimately, that's what they decided. They called in infectious disease. There were a lot of physicians who were involved. Finally, the child went to surgery, and lo and behold, there was a strep infection in his knee. Apparently, it had encapsulated, so that, according to the physicians, whatever medication they were giving could not penetrate this very thick capsule that was surrounding this strep infection. So in surgery, they opened up his knee, and they were able to successfully drain it.
my computer all day long, it was working fine, and now all of a sudden I'm losing the internet connection, and I was trying desperately to start it quickly, and it's still not started, so we're going to do this by the phone. Anyway, so long story short, my friend who never took her children to doctors, managed their health beautifully, didn't have them vaccinated, found herself in a situation where there was an infection. It was strep. It got into the joint. And the only way that they were going to relieve that infection was by draining this encapsulated infection so that the body's normal mechanisms can heal. The surgeon who treated them just beautifully, it was a children's hospital, said that he sees several of these cases every year. So bottom line, the child was very healthy, but she found out that you need to understand the medical system and to think that you can avoid it forever, never have to use it, and that it has nothing to offer is probably naive. I wouldn't rush into anything, but when the time comes, I think most people will know that they've run out of road. The situation may require surgery. It may require other solutions. I think I've talked on the program about a relative who had a cardiac arrest after playing ping pong. Now, that's not something that the family can handle. I mean, the patient needed a ventilator for several days, and the patient's kidney shut down, and the patient needed dialysis for several weeks. Good news is he's completely recovered, and he's back to doing what he used to do, but without that intervention, he would not be here. So that's why I talk so often on the program about how to navigate the medical industrial complex, because you may find yourself in that position. So those synchronicities that happened to me this week is the reason I'm doing another show on the medical field, the medical industrial complex. And one of the good things that I listened to was a presentation by David Icke. That was one of the videos that inspired me to go back to the medical problem tonight on this program. David Icke, this was released on June 22nd, 2018. I'm going to play it for the listeners. The picture was static on this video, so you're not going to miss anything. The name of it is Medicine is a Big Pharma Tyranny. Again, 45 minutes long with David Icke, and it was done on June 22nd, 2018. And I'd like the listeners to hear what he had to say, and then we can talk a little bit about the details of what he was discussing. So go ahead, Ken. Let's play that now.
Hey, and welcome to the weekly videocast for subscribers to davidicke.com. I've just got back home, actually, from a couple of days in London, where I've been shooting a video which will be available on the website by the end of next week, I hope. And what I did was walk around the streets of London, pointing out the locations where the real power centers are, and putting it into a hierarchy of how this whole control system works. And in a city like London, also Washington, D.C., you can, through just walking the streets and going to these different locations, in London's case, in a very small area, same in Washington's case, really, that's not very big where the power centers are, you can paint the picture of how the whole control system works. And I've done it to present what I hope is an interesting visual picture of how this whole control of the many by the few works, because it's a very simple structure, even though it may appear complex on the surface. Okay, so let's go through the news of the week. Many stories and many different areas to cover, and of course covering them from a different perspective to the one you'd get in the mainstream media. And I want to start with this story, which is about a little boy who had his cannabis oil confiscated when he and his mother entered Britain. And she was pointing out that this cannabis oil was protecting him, a little boy called Billy Caldwell. And his mother, Charlotte, was saying that this cannabis oil protected him from an incredible number of seizures, up to 100 seizures a day, apparently. And this made no difference to the people at the border. They just said, we're taking it because it's the law. And then soon afterwards, Billy was admitted to hospital with seizures. And of course, this got all into the media. And there was a big reaction to it. And he was then allowed to have the oil under a special license. And I'll just say a little bit more about this this particular story. And then I want to really open it up, because the medical industry, because
many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Controlled by the big pharmaceutical cartel is a tyranny. and it's becoming more so. And I ask people, what is a greater expression, example of fascism than telling people what they can and cannot put in their own bodies by their personal choice to treat conditions, often conditions that the mainstream of medical science cannot deal with. And we've seen more and more examples of this, and it's an absolute tyranny for reasons I'll come to. So this is a story from this week. Patients will be allowed to use cannabis oil if panel of doctors agrees. I'll come to that in a minute. An expert panel of doctors is to be given the power to decide whether patients should get a personal license to use medicinal cannabis. England's chief medical officer, Dame Sally Davis, she's appeared in my books before, would lead the group advising the government on applications to prescribe the drugs which are illegal. Home Office Minister Nick Hurd caved in yesterday following widespread outrage over the case of epileptic Billy Coldwell, aged 12, whose illegal supply of cannabis oil was seized by customs officers last week. Billy had relied on the oil to suppress up to 100 seizures a day and had travelled to Canada with his mother, Charlotte, to buy a six-month supply. But when Miss Coldwell, 50, declared the drug at Heathrow last Monday, it was seized. Without his daily dose, which has kept him free of seizures for 250 days, Billy's health deteriorated rapidly and he was rushed to Chelsea and Westminster Hospital in London following a series of potentially fatal fits. And then there's the story with a picture of Billy and his mother leaving the hospital after he was allowed to have this cannabis oil again. And this is the headline: Brave Billy out of danger after taking illegal drug. Laughing jubilantly, Charlotte Coldwell and her son Billy leave hospital yesterday after the Home Secretary let him take. The Home Secretary let him take. I mean, think about that. Who the hell is the Home Secretary, and what the hell does he know about anything to do with treatment? I'll come to that in a minute as well. The Home Secretary let him take illegal cannabis oil to treat his life-threatening seizures. Billy, 12, was discharged from Chelsea and Westminster Hospital, where doctors were bowled over by the effects of the oil, which he needs to suppress up to 100 fits a day. You get the big pharmaceutical cartel to start producing cannabis oil for sale, and suddenly, oh no, cannabis oil's good, yeah, it works. As her son hugged her outside the hospital yesterday, Miss Coldwell said she felt elated. Billy has still to return to the hospital twice a day to receive the oil. So they are staying in a nearby flat paid for by well-wishers. However, questions remain over what will happen with the special 35-day license granted by the Home Secretary. Now, what's this? Billy still has to return to the hospital twice a day to receive the oil. Now, just go through this a second. The state takes the oil off the mother who has been giving it to him to treat these seizures and stop these seizures. They take it away. The seizures come back big time after 250 days of being free of them. She kicks up a fuss, and the public reaction caused the government, just as a PR exercise from their point of view, to give this special license that this little boy can have the oil his mother's been giving to him anyway. The seizures stop, but she has to go with him back to the hospital so the hospital can administer the cannabis oil.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Wake me up!
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know, the medical tyranny is just extraordinary. What happens is, you've got a pyramid, top of the pyramid, Big Pharma, which makes staggering amounts of money every year by selling drugs overwhelmingly and other forms of treatment, usually to do with the scalpel, because that's everything, isn't it? The scalpel and the drug. If your only tool is a hammer, or at least only two of them, then every problem looks like a nail. And if the problem won't respond to the hammer, then you're sent home to die. No, nothing we can do. No, there is nothing you can do, but maybe there's something others can do and other forms of treatment can do. And here we have a situation where Big Pharma and the products it produces, administered by the medical profession, is one of the biggest causes of death in the Western world, probably further afield as well. And it's because of the effects of the drugs and other forms of treatment that pay no understanding to how the body works. So we see these, we hear this phrase, side effects. Well, there's nothing side about them. They're effects. They're as much effects as the effect they're basing their claims on and reaping their money from. You know, when you go to America and you see these drug adverts, because basically drug adverts pay for American television. And at the end, because they have to give the side effects there, there's this breathless, bloody voice reeling off all these side effects, possible side effects of this drug they're selling, after they've given you the sales pitch of the one effect of the drug that they claim is why you should buy it and take it. And they've even started putting pictures on the screen while this breathless voice reels off the side effects to try to grab your attention so you're not hearing what the voice is saying. Yes, it's that cynical. Why is it that cynical? Because the Big Pharma cartel is pure, undiluted evil. That's why. I mean, we are being told what we should take to make us well by people who make their profits from us being sick. Anybody think there might be a conflict of interest there? I think there might be if you think about it. So we have this Big Pharma cartel at the top of this so-called health pyramid. And then as you go down the pyramid, you meet all the organizations that administer and control the medical profession, who also are in league with Big Pharma. And then you come down through the medical profession, who administer the products of Big Pharma and refuse to look at any other form of treatment, no matter what the background might be on the effects of that treatment on people. And you have a tyranny where basically the medical profession are the agents of the big pharma cartel. Because what the doctors do, because you've got the medical profession ruled by these various doctor bodies, like the American Medical Association, British Medical Association, and many others. And they dictate to doctors the forms of treatment they can and cannot use and administer. And those forms of treatment are those that are coming out of Big Pharma. So it's an absolute stitch-up. And then you come down in this pyramid through these organizations and the doctors, and you get into the politicians and you get into the judges. And they take their policy and their actions and their decisions from what the doctors tell them is the treatment that should be used and these treatments that should never be used. And the doctors have taken their lead from these doctor control organizations who take their lead from Big Pharma. This is how it works. And so you have situations like in this case, whereby the politicians, and through the laws that are passed, dictate to the border agents that this must be this cannabis oil must be seized at the border, and the laws have been passed by politicians to make it illegal, and then they take it away from this boy and his mother, causing this medical crisis. And had there not been a massive outcry from the public, that boy might even be dead by now. Why? The treatment was working, and that was never discussed at the border. There was no advice taken on the fact that this treatment is working for this boy. No. The law says it must be seized, so it must be seized. And that law has come from the politicians, which has effectively come out of this Big Pharma cartel pyramidal hierarchy that I'm talking about. And so through this, doctors have become tyrants who impose upon people what they can and cannot do in terms of treating their own bodies. So we had this other situation recently with a little boy called Alfie Evans, who was terminally ill. The doctors in Britain said there's nothing they can do for him. And the parents wanted to take the boy to Italy for a form of treatment that might have helped him. Not only were they not allowed to do that, it had to go to court, where a judge decided whether Alfie Evans could go to Italy for this treatment or not. And he decided that he couldn't. Now, let's think about that. This judge, who knows nothing about medical treatment, makes a decision on the basis of Alfie Evans not being allowed to go to Italy for this treatment. And Alfie then died. And on what judgment, on what basis was that judge making that judgment? On what he was told by doctors who were parroting what they are told is the treatment and not the treatment by the doctor medical hierarchy, who take their lead from Big Pharma. This is how it works. Big Pharma dominate the medical schools. And therefore the medical schools are teaching doctors only basically Big Pharma methods of treatment. And then there was this other story, actually not far from me, just across the water from the Isle of Wight. And this was a little boy again called Asher King. Now, he was being treated for a tumour, a brain tumour, in Southampton Hospital. The parents were not happy with how it was going. And so they took him out of the hospital, had to do it secretly, surreptitiously, because the doctors would not have allowed him out, because they wanted to take him into Europe to get a particularly what would appear to be far more effective form of treatment for this condition. When the parents with the boy headed into Europe to another hospital, medical center for this treatment, the doctors and the administrators at Southampton Hospital contacted the police, and there was this European, what they call manhunt for this couple. And eventually they are tracked down, and they spend 72 hours in jail for taking their own child for this treatment, which would have appeared to them to be far more effective than the way it was going in Southampton. And this is a story about the current outcome. This is a story from February this year. And its headline is "Amazing Recovery of Asher King 4 years After Parents Took Brain Tumor Sufferer Abroad for Specialist Treatment." A young boy with a brain tumor whose parents sparked a Europe-wide manhunt when they whisked him away from hospital has shown the remarkable recovery he's making. Asher King revealed that he enjoys riding his bike, playing Lego, watching films, etc. He was just five when his parents, Brett and Nagema, removed him from the ward at Southampton Hospital because they wanted him to have proton therapy in 2014. The Kings were found in Spain a week later and the mum and dad arrested. Later that year, the High Court again, another frickin' judge, should go to Prague for the proton treatment. And last year, Mr. King from Hampshire told how he was at school and cancer free. And again, what is a judge, even though he made what people might call the right decision there in this case, eventually, what is a judge doing ruling over whether parents can take their child with a brain tumor for a form of treatment that has clearly, up to this point, been very effective? Because the whole medical profession and the big pharma cartel is all part of this this hierarchy of control, right down here to control of what you can and cannot put into your own body. And we've had many examples, especially in America, of parents who've actually questioned a doctor's opinion about their child in terms of either what they have, the diagnosis, or the treatment. And they've asked for a second opinion. Now, if your child was very ill, you'd want to look in great detail at every area of the situation so you ensure that the very best is being done for the child. Of course you do. either technologically generated radiation that we live in, not least Wi-Fi, but so much else. You put all that lot together, and it doesn't matter how much money you put into health. Illness will always outstrip the funding, because you've basically got a tap that is running faster and faster and faster in terms of the causes of ill health. And like I say, one of them is the frickin' treatment. And so, and I see this on the left in politics. We must spend more on the health service. Well, I have another question. Why are so many people ill? And how we can we stop that happening? Because the idea surely should not be focused entirely on the treatment when the horse is bolted, but actually stopping the treatment being necessary because the person doesn't get ill. And people don't get ill on anything like the same scale they do now, mentally or physically. But to do that, you've got to take on Big Pharma and the effects of its products in devastating health and killing vast numbers of people every year. And they're only the ones reported on the death certificate or the diagnosis to have been generated by Big Pharma products. Most of the effects never get there. It's written off as something else. If we knew the full scale of the number of people that are killed and maimed every year because of Big Pharma products administered by doctors, it would be absolutely shocking and by far and away the biggest cause of death on planet Earth. But to do the sensible thing, which is say, how do we stop people getting ill on the same scale? You have to take on Big Pharma. You have to take on the food corporations, the drink corporations. You have to take on the Wi-Fi, the phone and telecommunications industry. Anybody think the politicians are going to do that? No. Because where do the politicians get their information from about health and the effects of Wi-Fi and the effects of smartphones, the effects of what's in food and drink? They get it from the same medical hierarchy, atop of which sits Big Pharma and these other industry lobby groups. We've had studies recently pointing out a massive increase in brain tumours, not least among children. But they say, we don't know why. Well, take that phone from your ear, mate, and I'll explain. It's obvious what's causing it, but to stop the cause, you have to deal with the whole telecommunications industry, the frequencies on which these phones operate, and they ain't going to do that. Because dead people and people who suffer from the horrific effects of brain tumors, they are less important than what's best for the industry, what's best for the system, and ultimately what's best for the hidden hand that's driving all this. And of course, now they're planning to bring in 5G, which compared even with what's gone before, is going to be devastating to human health, both physically and psychologically and emotionally, as I pointed out in the books and in a video cast not too long ago. So that's where we are. And another story, just to finish off this whole area. I've just seen this today. Richard Branson's Virgin private health firm wins £2 million in taxpayer cash after suing the National Health Service for serious flaws when they lost an £82 million contract to provide children's medical services. Because Richard Branson, who claims to be this so-called progressive man of the people, is total frickin' fraud. And when he tenders for government contracts and he don't get them, he gets so many. When he don't get them, he throws his toys out of the pram, and he's done so here. Richard Branson's health firm has pocketed £2 million of public money by suing the National Health Service. Virgin Care, is that a contradiction in terms? I'm not sure. Took high court action after losing out on an £82 million contract to provide children's medical services in Surrey. The work was handed to a rival group of in-house NHS providers and a social enterprise firm last year. Virgin Care claimed there were serious flaws in the procurement process and secured an out-of-court settlement in November. Newly released accounts show that six clinical commissioning groups and National Health Service England paid Virgin Care £1,565,000. Surrey County Council handed over another £440,000, and at least £243,000 more was diverted from frontline NHS services to cover legal fees. So Richard, this is another line just above that one, which is very telling, goes back to what I said earlier.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Virgin Care won £1 billion pounds of NHS contracts in 2016-2017 as 3.1 billion of health services were privatised. Just have a cup of tea. There we go. Like I say, the National Health Service is being privatised, and this money that's been announced by the government, we're going to spend all this money, which we'll get by coming out of the EU, that a lot of it will go into the pockets of these corporations. Story goes on. Sir Richard's company has more than 400 NHS contracts, including GP practices, sexual health clinics. And John Ashworth, Labour Party health spokesman, said constant tendering, procuring and contracting out of services waste taxpayers' money. By taking this legal action, the NHS is forced to pay out again instead of putting that money into patient care. Well, yeah, that's because, you know, Branson's a freaking fraud. But put money into patient care? Why don't we, for goodness sakes, look at how we can stop people becoming ill. Why? Because the system doesn't want it. Okay, so that's the first story today. I've gone on a bit about that, but it's an important area, I suggest, in terms of the way the land is going, or the way the direction is going, of more and more tyranny coming out of the medical profession. Okay, so let's continue through the week. Lots of stories of many and various kinds.
Okay, I think David Icke really hit some high points there. We have a similar system here in our country, and the Virgin Care story that he finished with is, again, privatizing. That is the whole concept of the public-private partnership, which is everywhere. On all levels of government, you see this present. And my husband just heard it again at a local discussion group when the city council came to talk to the group. And they were talking about public-private partnership. They are so indoctrinated in that concept that, which started, incidentally, Al Gore announced it in 1999, and that brought on this new type of governance, public-private partnership. And the people who are now employed in government and in agencies, a lot of them are young. A lot of them went to school and learned that this is a good thing. They're taught that this is a good thing because they have a common goal. You know, the private corporations have a common goal with the government agencies. Government agencies provide the leadership. We want to take care of this group of people, or we want to increase vaccinations. And what do? They go and they partner with the corporations that profit from this. And these young people who come out of these universities, these colleges, are trained to think that this is a good thing, and they don't even hear the term conflict of interest anymore. In fact, when you say it to them, they don't know what you're talking about. Stay tuned.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.